of militant leaders and Afghan political figures, including former President Hamid Karzai, have been invited by Moscow to attend the second round of Afghan peace talks there.
The invitation letter sent through the Russian embassy in Kabul states that Moscow and Taliban are going to jointly host the upcoming summit. Representatives of some regional states, including Pakistan, Iran and Turkey, are also among the invitees.
Afghanistan's High Peace Council has welcomed the move by Russia and other affairs to restore peace in Afghanistan.
There is no any step that is left by the High Peace Council to take for being or making the way very easy so that the international community is not in loop of these issues. We are in full coordination with the international community. We are in full coordination with the people of Afghanistan.
Taliban have always demanded the withdrawal of foreign troops from Afghanistan as its main request. The militant group is expected to press on the issue again in the second round of peace talks in Moscow. This comes as U.S. President Donald Trump has recently pledged to pull out American forces after the restoration of peace in Afghanistan.
Trump says first peace and then withdrawal. But given the spirit of American policies and Donald Trump's administration, I think the closure of U.S. military bases in Afghanistan is not of discussion by no means, but their infantry forces will possibly withdraw.
Despite all ifs and buts regarding the Afghan peace process, Afghans say there are certain non-negotiable issues such as women's rights, press freedom, and finally, the country's constitution. Reporting for Press TV, Amin Alemi, Kabul.